Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody.
Hi, Angie.
Star Rick Hunt, host with the most, and here we are.
Oh, it's so great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're back.
Great. Yes, I'm so glad to be back. And thank you, everyone, for your interest and for just being fabulous. And I really appreciate it. Rick, how are you?
Yeah.
How is everything?
I'm doing great, actually. I wanted to tell you that when you were in the UK, I received many, many, many messages from your friends and fans and all kinds of people wishing you the very best, and they all wanted me to extend their best wishes to you, and I wish I had the whole list of names in front of me, but... you were loved.
Well, that's the nicest thing. Thank you so much for saying all that. That's, wow, I don't know what to say. I appreciate it. It's really good to hear. And I'm so glad to be back. But I had a good time there, and it really was nice spending time over there and meeting a bunch of new folks. And like I said, doing my character studies for my... folks in the plot, but glad to be home
wow.
Now I understand you've been doing some posters for some shows that are coming up with old friends.
That's right. I've been being approached by a lot of incredible musicians wanting me to do various art projects for them. I just did a poster for Andy Pratt and Nelson Slater. Andy, of course, has been on our show and wrote the hit Avenging Annie back in the early 70s. He's out there performing almost every other night. I mean, he's out there. Nelson Slater had an album that was produced by Lou Reed, his friend, and my understanding is that he and Lou Reed co-founded the Velvet Underground. And so Andy's playing with him on March 11th at a place in Cambridge, Mass. And let's see. I just want to make sure I'm giving everybody the right information here. Well, come on.
That's okay. That's okay. There's no rush.
Well, I just... in the meantime, try our donuts.
In the meantime, they're
non-chemical.
May I entertain us all with one of Andy's songs, All I Want Is You. Would that be all right, Rick?
That is fine, but I just found the poster. Can I just put a little plug
of
in
course.
There?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Plug.
Both of those gentlemen, Andy Pratt and Nelson Slater, will be playing Out of the Blue 2 Gallery at 541 Mass Ave in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and this is in Central Square. And opening will be a local favorite in Boston, Garv Bomjan, a fusion experimentalist guitarist. He's opening at 8, and the show starts at 9. You can get tickets at the door for $15, and that's Friday, March 11th.
Very cool.
Yeah. Sounds like a good show.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, here we go.
All right.
All I Want Is You by Andy Pratt.
I wait.
That was glorious.
That was refreshing.
It was, wasn't it? Andy Pratt. Boy, that man can just, he's up there with the birds. I mean, he just trills like an angel.
He is very prolific with his songwriting.
Yes.
And
you said that, too, when he was on the show. And you got
yeah, and he has a lot
that.
Of different styles that emerge.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting guy and very talented musician.
Yes, absolutely. I have to say, that song always thrills me because it's one of those showstoppers in a musical.
Mm.
Or, you know what I mean? It
mm-hmm.
has that potential. And I just love that potential. He's always taking potential and kind of waving it in front of you and going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. He's very, very, very talented, multifaceted.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to play my favorite Valentine song today, Angie?
Now, which one is that?
Muskrat Love by the Carpenters.
I don't have it loaded. Oh, Lord, I feel I've committed a dreadful faux pas. Muskrat Love. Oh, Lord.
Well, I wish we knew the words. We could sing it together.
Oh, God.
I know.
No, this is good because, so now, wait a second. Let's get back to finishing the plug for Andy. because it's tomorrow night.
It's the 11th, yep, Friday night, yep.
Wait a minute. The 11th is today.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's in March. What am I talking about?
I was about to say, no, it's not tomorrow night. So we're talking
right. Tomorrow
about
is
March.
The 11th, but it's the 11th of February. So
No. Today is the 11th, and it's Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. Where the heck am I?
I have to keep an eye on you all the time. Have you
Oy.
Been dancing around in that sombrero again without supervision? No.
Of course.
Lady Carolyn.
Of course,
oh
no supervision.
No supervision at all, no. Right.
Yeah.
Well, moving right along.
Yeah.
So what we have is we have the show that Andy is doing. Like, can you refresh us on all the details now that we know it's 4 weeks away and there's plenty of time to buy tickets and get a date?
Yeah, I can do that.
Give it to us one more time, Big Daddy.
One more time, a feeling. Here it is. Andy Pratt, the songwriter who wrote the hit Avenging Annie. Andy was on Columbia Records, by the way. He wrote that in the early 70s. And Nelson Slater is going to be playing with him. And he is a co-founder of the Velvet Underground, and his solo album was produced by Lou Reed. I think it was produced in the 80s, if I recall. They are going to be playing at Out of the Blue 2, T-O-O Gallery, at 541 Mass Ave in Boston, Cambridge, Mass, rather, Central Square. And opening will be Garve Bomjean, who is noted as a fusion experimentalist guitarist. And the show, the doors open at 8, $15 a ticket, and Andy and Nelson come on at 9.
Sounds very cool.
There you have it.
Yes, there we have it. And Andy, thank you for that letting us share that wonderful song of yours, All I Want Is You, because It's Valentine's weekend coming up. Isn't it, Rick? Happy Valentine's,
it sure is.
Everybody.
But I think Valentine's Day should be every day. I don't think
I
there should just be one day that people, you know, wave a flag around that's heart-shaped. I think that you should tell people you love them. That if you love them, you should tell them every day.
I agree. Totally good.
I love you, Angie.
I love you, too. Love to everybody. Love to Lady Carolyn. Love to...
Yes. Love to everyone.
Ernie, Elaine, Kathleen Wilson, Paula, Stephen, everyone all over the world. Love, 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 love. Elaine Brown, Alan Knight, and Liz. It was so great going to the Catastrophe Sanctuary, Rick.
Oh, I saw the pictures. That looked really, really interesting and fabulous. And there was like, what, 200 cats there?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And all these different, like, you know, sort of habitats. Some were, you know, prepared for getting ready because they had an issue and they had to go to the vet. So they were,
mm-hmm.
like, in their little sort of waiting containment area. But they were all in the same room, so they didn't have to get lonely or anything. And they could all chat. They were just in their different places waiting to be seen to. And then there were others that were just... They seem to like to live together, so they would be in one cat house. I think they call them catteries, actually, those kind of round houses that were outside. And there were four or five of those, and then the main house, and some outside cats, too.
Hmm.
I mean, it was just unbelievable.
How do they control things like fleas with 200 cats roaming around together?
I have no idea. I didn't ask them.
I just thought of that.
There were
I was
no
like,
fleas.
Huh.
I think maybe the vets take care of it and are very on top of that.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. But they come. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking out loud that they'd have to be right on top of it, I would assume. And
yeah.
Well, that's
they
a lot
come
of cats.
With a lot of, yeah, they come with a lot of issues, you know. There's different things they have, mites and tumors in their ears and stuff like that. And so they have to do a lot of veterinary help to get them back to healthy. So, you know, I guess it's almost like a Doctors Without Borders, except this is vets, you know, helping these poor cats. So,
wow.
But I couldn't believe how... It's quite incredible. Alan Knight, you know, we've had him on the show, International Animal Rescue. He and his wife, Liz, this is her cattery. Liz put this together.
Wow.
And it's just like, it's unbelievable. Most beautiful cottage, but full of cats. I mean, full of cats. There are cats.
You must have been in your glory.
Well, I was shocked. I've seen a lot of cats, but I've never seen that many cats. You know, this was like, okay, this is cats plus cats.
Yeah.
Plus a few more cats. It was, I didn't know what to do. It was, it was
wow.
wild and very fun, but I couldn't believe
and
it.
And I know that Elaine was over the moon that you visited. She was so thrilled that you came to visit.
Well, I am so glad we got a chance to go down to Brighton because, number one, you know, Brighton's by the ocean. And any opportunity to get to the ocean is a, you know, a plus in my book. And I was dying to see Elaine. I was dying to see Alan and Liz and meet Liz and meet Alan. I mean, we've talked to him on the phone. I feel like we know him. But, of course, I've never met him live before, or Liz. Or Elaine, for that matter, though Elaine and I may have met many years ago in New York. So, but all of this being equal, you know, it was a gas. And then the added plus was that Tara, it was her dad's birthday. So we popped by to wish him happy birthday and had the best visit. We had the most wonderful time. And so the whole thing turned into a big celebration. It was just lovely.
That is great. That is so wonderful.
Yes.
That sounds like that was a highlight of your trip over there, it sounds like.
Oh, it was. And the man, I mean, Beirut, what a cook. Chef Beirut, my friend, and an international swimming champion from the Olympics in Persia. So I mean, just a most wonderful, wonderful getting a chance to spend time with Beryl, his wife, and with Ali, Tara's brother, who I never had a chance to meet before.
Wow.
It was just fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it was just, we had the best time. We just
I'm so glad to hear that.
Huge lunch. I mean, God almighty. I couldn't eat another bit. I practically had to be carried out and loaded onto the train in, you know, three suitcases. Yeah, no, I just, it was too wonderful. Wonderful.
Wow.
Food. And, but anyway, having, I'm thinking to myself, we should play some more music, shouldn't we?
Yeah, but before we do that, I would just like to say this, that part of the monies that we get from selling the book Catastrophe that Angie and I did, which is a story about her cats that I illustrated, and it's a coloring book. Part of the monies when we sell that goes to the Catastrophe Cat Sanctuary, just so you know.
Yes, and thank you, Rick, for reminding me about that, because Cat, I can't remember the exact name. I have to look it up. Our friends, Dennis and his lady wife out of Philadelphia. It's like Cat Tales, but it's not. It could be Animal Tales. I'm not sure, but I always get it wrong. And Malachi House were the ones that inspired us. And so we're doing our best to make this happen. And I've certainly done my due diligence as far as putting myself out there for some kind of, you know, television exposure. Whether or not it helps us sell books and fulfill our mission of being able to donate part of the royalties to all of these charities, wish us luck, because we're doing our very best. And thank you, Rick, for bringing it up and talking about it.
Well, I salute you, Angie, because it seemed like your stint at the Celebrity Big Brother house was sort of like being in the Army.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit like that. It did seem a bit like that, actually.
So I salute you, and I'll have to make you a medal.
I'll take all the medals I can get. boy.
It can be two muskrats holding hands.
oh, boy. I'm just looking here. I think we should play Ja War.
War on crime.
Right.
Blowing the youth them mind 24/7 every time. Da 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 da. We say we want more peace, no war, no crime. Get all your conscious from the front line. We want more love, no war, no crime. Yes, get all your youth them fall in line.
The air was thick with the smell of oppression. The militant joined.
Young blood boiling hot with aggression.
Jaguar.
blood on the streets of pain. The blood and the madness. The blood on the streets of day.
I was just dancing all over my living room wearing my sombrero.
I know. It's funny, isn't it? That tune always gets me up and at it, too. And also the Haji Mike ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was thinking to myself, you know, it's Valentine's. I'm supposed to be playing nice, cute love songs. And we're playing Ja War because it's got such a great dance beat.
Well, we love that song.
Me too. I just love it. I think it's so cool. So this is great. So now, what else have you been up to? I know you've gotten all kinds of things going on.
Oh my gosh, what am I doing? I'm preparing. I'm cranking out tons of art. Hopefully for our exhibition.
Well, now, you said you were up at 3 o'clock this morning, and you've been drawing since 3.
Yeah. Well, I normally get up at 4 every morning, and so I can draw. I start my day drawing, and, you know, today I got up a little bit earlier because I had to have that piece done for Andy Pratt on time for today, so I did that, and but I love that time of day. You know, it's the solitude of it.
I do too.
Being able to,
I find it
just
a really good time to work, isn't it?
It is, and you do a lot of writing during that time period. I understand.
Right. Yeah. In fact, I'm glad you said that because that's exactly what I'm going to have to do tomorrow morning. I've got something that needs to be delivered to some people in the next couple of days, and I have to share it with someone and get it written tomorrow morning and send out. So it's back to reality. I really didn't want to start working until Monday, but it looks like I'm going to have to sort of, you know, do a few items tomorrow, which I could do without, to be honest. I really need the time to rest, but
yeah, you've really put out a lot of energy, Angie, in the last 6 weeks. It's been a roller coaster for you.
Yeah, it has. You're absolutely right. I'm very, my head's still spinning from the whole thing. I'm fine, but I feel a little like I'm still topsy-turvy.
Yep. Well, you were in the Army, and you came back with just a touch of PTSD, I think.
That's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I would have done as well as you did on that show. I don't know.
Oh, I know you would have been just wonderful. I wish I could have... I wish I hadn't gotten sick. That's what I wish.
Yeah.
You know, that was very hard to be there and to be sick as well.
Yep. That knocked the wind out of you for a little bit.
Yeah, it did. I really was, not well at all. Well, I don't know about you, but I think we should listen to Tara Rez and the Duel on Camden Town.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
thank you for coming to our record party.
What a beautiful day, walking the streets of Camden. Another beautiful day, beautiful people, beautiful smile. Another beautiful day. Oh, how will it be today for me?
Great job at taking care of you over there, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She really, she's so smart, you know, and so interesting and so talented and such a great performing artist and a great songwriter and a beautiful vocalist. So, you know, you're looking at so much talent all wrapped up in one package.
Mm-hmm.
She's just really, and her son is an absolute tribute to her. You know what I mean? A darling boy,
huh.
Absolutely wonderful. So, she's just an all-round good egg.
I like that. I like Tara a lot. Yeah, she's
too.
A really good one. Yep.
Yeah, she really is. She's just great. Now, what else is going on? Have we heard anything from Ernie, or do we not know what he's up to?
I usually Ernie and I tag in each day on Facebook, basically to say good morning and have a great day. And he's been doing some more recording, I understand. He's been traveling a lot too. Going to different places and hooking up with his musician friends, the band
right.
Cracker, and I forget who else, but he keeps really busy between taking care of his family, which he does a super job of. And he's just a really great guy.
Yeah, I adore him. I'm so glad that we got a chance to all become friends on Facebook, because we've got his artwork, your artwork. It just enhances and brightens our lives, our existence, and we look at you and your artwork, the both of you, every day. It's like you're a part of my life.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I have to draw.
I know, and you do it so wonderfully.
If I didn't draw, I would be such a nervous Rick.
Yeah. It is enough to make one a nervous Rick. Isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yes. No, but if I go 3 days without drawing, I really get really antsy. I get irritable. I bite my fingernails. I'm like... So I don't. I don't go 3 days without drawing. I draw every single day.
Well, that's a good idea and very important. I think it's the right thing for you.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yep.
We just had the voting day here in New Hampshire yesterday. That was
How did it turn?
That was quite a circus. Trump got the election on the Republican side, and they're saying that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were tied, but I had heard that Bernie had gotten more votes, but now they're trying to sway some of the members that do, you know, like cast like a final vote. They're trying to make it so that she has more of them, and I don't know. It's a circus.
It's a circus, isn't it?
It sure
Boy.
Is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. We were getting calls here nightly from different political organizations, and who are you going to vote for, and
boy.
Yeah, that's the way it is here in New Hampshire during the elections. I stood in my picture window quite a few years back and saw George W. Bush go into the diner for a sandwich. From my picture window, three stories up.
Right. You had the best view of all.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they all come through here shaking hands and kissing babies. And.
Oh, yeah. Now, what did you say you were doing with Jeff Slate?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. Jeff Slate is a musician who is quite well known. He was in an indie band in the UK called The Badge. And he gradually got together a bunch of musicians, and they have become the Birds of Paradox. And it consists of musicians who have played with Paul McCartney and or John Lennon. And then he has other projects going on where he's actually been playing with a number of David Bowie musicians. And supposedly they're going to be doing a tribute album, and they approached me to do the album cover for that, which is an honor. And there's another album cover I did for the Birds of Paradox that should be coming out sometime soon. I can't wait for that one because it's a futuristic malt shop scene. It's like the 50s, only in the year 3082 or something.
Yeah.
And I have the Supremes standing up in front of a milkshake on the table.
Oh, well, I think we're going to play She Was a Princess by Jeff Slate. Birds
of
Paradox.
Okay.
Goodbye was the last thing that he wanted to say, but forced as he was proud to obey. It had fallen to pieces, slowly but sure, but not quick enough. She took part of him with her. With his pride on his sleeve like a badge, he'd resorted to name calling. It was sort of sad. He played with her heart and deserved what he got. She thought that he loved her, that he loved her a lot. She was a princess in every respect. He was a pauper. What would you expect? She was a princess. Banished him from her court. She was a princess, a real princess.
I remember you told me that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this last time, if I'm correct, they were on stage with Donovan and Mark Hudson.
Yeah, I saw a photograph of that.
Yeah, yeah. And of course,
right.
Jeff.
Yes, we posted them, remember?
Yes, that's right. And Jeff, of course, writes for Esquire magazine and a number of other journals and magazines as well about music. So he gets to interview
wonderful.
A lot of great musicians and yeah.
Well, I think one of the things I'd like to do, if you think it's a good idea, I want to think about our very dear friend Wendy Waldman about Valentine's Day. And she played a song for us, Save the Best for Last.
Oh, yes.
And remember, I think, Wendy, this goes out to you. We're so excited. We're so happy to have had that opportunity to talk with you. Please come back and talk again and play your favorites and just come back and tell us all about it. It was just wonderful talking with you, wasn't it, Rick?
It was. She's a great one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So this is Save the Best for Last, Wendy Waldman.
Yeah.
lovely. Yep. We've had some great...
She's something.
She is. We've had so many talented people on our show.
I know.
This is the 67th show that we've done.
I can't believe it. I mean, it's just... I love it when we get a chance to have dance parties, because then we get a chance to talk about how wonderful the folks were. I mean, I love playing the songs and remembering how much fun we had chatting with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Gosh.
And I think what we are probably, we have to firm it up, but Kate Taylor will probably be on our show in March. And, of course, she's Sister Kate. And she is the sister of James Taylor and his musical family.
Right, that you were going to see if you could firm that up. So that's exciting.
Yes, that would be...
families. They're always such fun.
Yeah, well, there's Livingston, the brother, and, of course, James Taylor. And, of course, James and Carly Simon's son is a musician, if I'm correct.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
very musical.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to find all this out.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yes,
yeah.
That's always good, fun stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Cool.
I'll make a note to recontact her.
Yes, and we'll try and sort of guest out for next week. I'm sorry, guys. I got back, and Rick and I were sort of flummoxed. We thought, well, we'll just chat to each other. And I hope that's all right with you guys. We had a dance party instead.
I liked it.
I liked it, too. And you know what else I'm going to do, which I like? Because I just think it's fair. Because I love this, and I know that everyone loves Haji Mike as much as I do. When Cyprus Becomes One.
Ah.
The politicians. They're beyond the dole. When Cyprus becomes one. I wonder what they'll have to show. When Cyprus becomes one. Will they sell us out, just like before? When Cyprus becomes one. And will it lead to yet more war? When Cyprus becomes one. And will you be my brother, sister, when Cyprus becomes one? Tanks and bombs litter the streets. Life is harsh, hard, bitter, sweet. Tourists love to soak the sun, drink the booze, dish out orders, make us run. And will it all be just the same? Different players playing the same game when Cyprus becomes one. Refugees in their home, missing persons reunited, weapons cast away, living life, having a say, natives in a native land, creating more natives for peace. You understand? Or am I asking for too much? Same things that are out of touch. Or is it such a impossibility? Beyond the next century, a strange mystery, Mysterio Brahma, a fallacy for Cyprus to be one. So just in case it doesn't happen, Cyprus becoming one, that is, when I die, I tell you what I want on last request. Bury me somewhere in between, in that no person's land, on that line which they call green. And there my spirit will rest and wait, to greet the date, to celebrate the time and day so great, when Cyprus becomes one.
Well,
beautiful.
It's a fabulous piece, isn't it? He really
it
is
really
so
is.
Gifted.
Yeah, I was listening to his voice and thinking how rich it sounds.
Yeah, yeah, it does. And he has that same resonance of truth that I find in all of the spiritual Native American tribal songs.
Uh-huh.
And in Irish songs, where you see a reflection of a whole eyes cut to the left or the right. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. That whole Irish poet soul.
That well, in that way we reflect ourselves back onto the folks that are looking at us from another aspect. The outsiders that we are, you know.
Mm.
I should say, darling, let's say goodbye to our friends. We've got a minute and a half or a minute.
Oh, my. Boy, this went
by
fast.
Can you believe it? So, I can't believe it.
Well, thank you, Angie, for today. This is such an honor and pleasure to be doing these shows with you. I love it so much. And I'm so glad you're back. And
thank
this was
you.
Great.
And it's mutual. And thank you for doing the shows with me. It wouldn't be half as much fun without you to make me laugh.
Thank you.
You're welcome. To make me laugh, to draw wonderful pictures, to do all the things you do. I mean, it's pretty darn cool.
Thank you.
Oh,
well, we are
so
blessed
welcome.
To have such great friends in our listeners and in our guests. And
yep.
I'm
very
thankful
grateful
for that.
For you. Yeah, we're very grateful, and thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed the show today. I hope a few people listen and then say hi or let us know that they heard it. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great
bye,
week.
Rick. See you next week.
See you.
But I'll talk to you before.
Kiss, kiss, hug, hug.
Bye-bye.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Bye-bye.